American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, September 19th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the WOG global sit rep for core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, and you can currently get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that could be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, OspreyRadio.info, and Extreme Radio Tampa, as well as SRN1. And you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. Or you could actually do something really cool, like open your own radio station. But don't email my beautiful and talented co-host Sim about it, because he doesn't want to tell you how to do that. But you can always go to the FAQ, right? Isn't there something on the page?
Yeah, there's a FAQ. It'll help
if
you a little bit.
If you want to start that, where do they go there once again? Because I'm sure you're getting lots of
emails. RantRadio.com and click on FAQ. And then it's in there.
And it's all
read it up.
You know, everything
shows
you
where
to
download. And
how can I start my own radio station?
Exactly.
Mind you,
then you can air Sean.
Yeah, then you can air me. I got a joke for you. What is George Bush's position on Roe versus Wade?
What?
He really doesn't care how people get into New Orleans. Dun 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 dun.
That's so bad.
I know. Is that just, it's, you know, the natural tragedies are just going to be brutal when you've got, you know, people making jokes about, you know, it's like, what color were the astronauts' eyes? Blue. One blue this way, one blue that way. You know, and you always get the really bad jokes. But, you know, I thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
You know, it's
got a lot of. It's not a generic joke.
It
ties into his religious beliefs about abortion and also the recent tragedy. It's not a generic joke that could be recycled later.
And he's dumb. You know,
yeah,
so,
that too.
I mean, he might actually say that.
So many facets.
There's so many
facets.
Many he's a multifaceted, wonderful joke. Let's get to, of course, I'm sure they'll be like, I can't believe you made a joke. You're so insensitive. Well, you know, if you think I'm insensitive now, I'm actually an ocean more sensitive than we were when we started doing What the Hell.
Yeah.
When you consider, if you go back to the old archives, I'm like, wow, where did this guy fly in from? He just airdropped from space. Okay. Hey, Sean, where are you going with that gun in your hand? I tried that game Nero. A great idea. Not so well done, though. Oh, bad to hear. There's not much depth to it. Oh, basically the only thing that your robots learn is pathfinding.
Ooh.
When you start, your robots can't even walk up to the enemy when they see it. Later, when they walk past walls, and I bet after a week of training, they can walk through a maze.
That's
cool. From what I've seen, that's about it. When you leave the training mode and enter the battle mode, it's just a map with some obstacles between two armies. Then your robots have to reach the enemies and shoot them. Nothing special. Oh, that's kind of weak.
Oh.
The game is certainly worth checking out, but it's interesting only for some hours, as opposed to dedicating your life to it like many other games are. Of course, it's a game by students, and props to them, and I wouldn't use like words like AI and machine learning when we talk about the game. And that was from Badoukan, so a bit of a heads up there on that game Nero that I covered that in the show, because that
cool.
was one of the links. And
that
I guess
sounds cool.
It sounded cool, and of course the paper thought so too, but no one actually played the goddamn game. So, do you ever actually play video games anymore? I think that's one of my major problems.
No, I don't. I don't have time.
Yeah,
all this fucking rant stuff.
You know, I'll tell you. When was the last time you did something purely for fun that was not functional? That had no real reason.
Besides movies?
You make movies.
Yeah.
So watching movies is research. Because you look at, so that's a ripoff. Can't do that.
Years ago?
That's not good. That is not...
My life is consumed.
Well, yeah, that's not good. That is not good. I mean, to be always be working, I mean, that's not healthy.
But I do like it.
Which?
Working on rant stuff.
Well, good for you.
Fun.
That means you're not your
it's
job
fun.
Is in hell, but that's not entertainment.
No, it's not entertainment.
I mean, I'm thinking about getting one of these new Xboxes that are coming out. because I got a buddy of mine, and he's all crazy about that shit. So he's well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about getting two of them, actually. No, seriously. Here's my logic.
They roped you in. That's good.
Well, no. Here's the idea. One for me, one for the wife. Right? That's the idea. And then what we do is we get, like, a little head-mounted display, you know, and I'll talk her into it. And then, you know, we could play, like, some...
Talk slash drug.
Yeah, whatever. You know, she wakes up, and suddenly she's in a full immersion world.
She enjoys it at the end.
Well, you know, we like to play the first-person shooters.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it is. And I, you know, big shock here. I enjoy being the assaulter guy. The guy who jumps out of the plane and goes and shoots stuff. And she likes being the sniper chick.
Yeah.
Right? So, assaulter guy and sniper chick. Imagine made in heaven. And that way, you know, if you had a bunch of other people, I'm sure that if I got into the Xbox scene, I'd be like, Sean's making an assault team. I'm sure I could probably get a couple of people involved to join, you know, our little VR commando team and go do that kind of shit. I'd love doing that kind of stuff. The thing is, that would take time.
Yes, it would.
It would. It would take time.
Well, you can say, we'll watch a movie or play the game, right?
Well,
and with the Xbox things, you don't have to, like, set up 1,000 things on your computer.
Well, it's dedicated. Yeah. It is dedicated. And for, what is it? The new ones up here, they're going to be retailing for about $650. That's what they're saying. That's the price. So, when you think about a computer...
Multiply by two, and then play for the Xbox online. So it adds up. But.
Well, do you have to pay for playing shit online with the Xbox?
Oh, yeah. They stab you 5 times every way.
Oh, really?
Well, of course.
Nobody tells me that shit.
You have to hook up to their system. Right?
Oh, are you serious?
Not some random system.
I didn't know that. Nobody tells me this. I'm thinking,
maybe hacked, and then you have to have a hacked server. Maybe you can do it that way.
Oh, that's weak, though.
Not at the beginning, of course, right?
Oh, man, that's
good. They want to make money off you any way they can.
Well, I could spend $1,500 and then just drop $700 on some game machines, just make a game machine. But anyway, what kind of game machine are you going to make for $700?
On a computer? No.
Not too much.
No, you'd get... the bottom end game computer.
Man, you're bumming me out over here, man.
Yeah, games.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, now that that's done, I guess I'll just, you know, excuse me.
You could get a hoop and a stick outside.
Yeah, I'll get a paddle. Hey, I've been doing this for an hour and a half, and I'm so happy. Doc. No, I don't think that's going to work in my world. Dear Sean, let's just move along here so I don't get horribly depressed. Did I already get that game? Oh, we've been through the game.
Dear
Sean, no, you suck, Sim. I'll just remain here. I'm sure, you know what, though? You know what's going to happen now is all the game heads are going to be like, Sean, I have the answer. Because have you ever looked at hardcore game heads? They are not gamers. They're fucking apostles.
Man. Oh, yeah.
They're like, I understand your pain. And you being what you need, Sean. Is Battlefield Earth 1952, or whatever
42,
the hell, 1940, Battlefield Earth 1952. Yes, your job here is to wander through the Scientologist army and then geek that fat bald guy. But anyway, nice hair, Travolta. Anyway, seriously, wow, could you do a skin mod for that? Could we do a Battlefield Earth skin mod? I mean, that'd be pretty hot. You know, have all these characters from Battlefield Earth. And
you could.
We could make WoG, you know, the first-person shooter game. And it's all like, you know... kind of cross it with San Andreas, you know, Grand Theft Auto, only make it,
that's
like,
right.
You have to get through California, go to the Scientologist church.
And, that's right, then and fight off alien invaders.
That's right, alien invaders, yes, who are disguised as people. Yeah.
That's right, as Scientologists.
That's right, yeah, they all drive the special little wiggle wagons. Anyhow, dear Sean, now this is about that guy. This is that guy, that Austin guy. I remember there was I covered it on the show. He was like, hi there, I'm Austin. I'm super Christian. He's like a cross between a motivational speaker and a Christian dude. It's like supermarketed Christian world.
Nope, must have been doing work while I was listening.
Right. Anyway.
I do listen, but I do work at the same time.
Nomad Nightfall Gemini asked me about this.
Yeah.
Okay? And he said, you know, I wanted to hear what you had to say, you know, about this. And I said, did you think this is a cult or what? And I pretty much came to the conclusion that I'm like, well, dude, you know, people need to believe in certain things, you know. If you're a minor, I still don't know if this guy's a minor, so I got to be real careful with how I do my advice here, because I got to be like, no, whatever, you should, you know, cast them off, you know, if your parents offend you, kill them, you know, that's not the goal here. So anyway, he goes back and says this. He says, so I let my parents listen to what you had to say about Austin. I'm like, wow, am I ever sure I would, you know.
That guy's banned. That Sean Kennedy's never allowed in this house again.
Exactly. And how am I in your house if I'm just... My mother went off.
Really?
Hey, Mom, listen to this. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Mom went off. Fuck. Jesus, we were just cleaning her, and she just went off. She killed
the
cat.
The ceiling.
Fuck, is it dead? Anyway, my mom went off, saying you were afraid of Austin. I was afraid of him. Because my minions were looking elsewhere.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
looking elsewhere.
My minions...
casting their eyes towards the devil.
Probably. I'm thinking elsewhere when you're not, you know, when the Christian says the elsewhere, they usually mean the devil.
Yeah. Right?
She also said there are other such things as Austin doesn't promote a specific religion. And then he puts it in capitals here. Then why does he specifically use the Bible?
Which is a specific religion.
Yeah, which would be, you know... Well,
or other
does any other religions use the Bible?
Bible,
the Holy Bible. I mean, I know the Jews.
Jehovah's
are big
Witnesses
the
use
J-Dubs.
A Bible.
They're
I
not
believe
Christians.
It's called a Bible.
No. Their Jehovah's Witness Bible is all fucked up. They're Russellites, is what they are. They follow this dude named Russell.
Really similar.
Oh yeah, it does. Well,
it
went, Mormons,
oh my God, it's all the same. They just replace like.
Oh, they got
Lord
a couple
with
pat-
Jehovah's.
The funniest thing you can do with J-Dubs, you can fuck them with their own Bible. It is so funny. Those guys just don't have their shit together at all. I mean, with the standard, you know, born again crowd, it's hard. You got to work. You know, you really got to work, and they'll fight with you tooth and nail. I mean, arguing religion with these people is like wrestling with pigs. After 4 hours, you realize the
You're
pig likes
tired,
it. Yeah, you know. So, anyway, what he goes on to say here, why does he specifically use the Bible? He's got to be with one of the different offshoots of Christianity, or at least the Catholics.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the original Christian. Great, so I'm living with newly converted mudhutters. Well, you know, Nightfall could be worse.
Yeah.
You know, they could be into Scientology. You know, or they could be into some weird sex cult. They could have got in with Aralians or something
There's
like that.
Side benefits to that.
And, you know, if they want to buy that, you know, if they want to buy into that, you know, you don't have to buy into that. But,
That's
you know,
right. You're your own person.
Whatever floats their boat, whatever blows their hair back, whatever rocks their socks, you know.
It doesn't sound like his parents are forcing him on it.
No, I mean, his mom was cool enough to just come into the room and listen to what I had to say. I
That's
mean, you know what I mean? They're like, well, you know, I'm not afraid of Austin, though, because I've seen him, and I personally think I can kick his ass. Yeah,
in
I think
ring?
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, anywhere. You know, I mean, he might be good with a blade. He's a lanky guy.
Yeah.
You know,
good
he'd
reach.
Have to, he's good reach. I'd have to get in close, probably tie him up, you know, but you got to watch
Some
a lot
leg
of
leg locks or something.
Well, you never know, because they're always smiling and laughing. So he's got repressed rage issues. Yeah. It's an Austin guy, yeah. You know, you gotta wonder what kind of leather mask he keeps in the bedroom. You know, I mean, that's some weird stuff going on there with that dude. But I mean, generally, you know, as the thing that gets me being afraid of Austin, of course, depending on how she implied this, I'm sure that Nightfall Gemini's mom's a very observant woman.
Yes.
You know, so she could be implying that I'm afraid of him because he's a psycho
of his influence upon other people. That people may fall into his ideas.
Sure, yeah. Or the fact that you know he's this psycho. You know, high. You know, whoa! Make a saving throw. You know, so that's a little concerning.
Yeah.
But as for my minions looking elsewhere, that's
your minions.
I'd like a little bit more clarification. You know, my minions looking elsewhere, because if I'm actually you know influencing,
sounds biblical.
It's great. You know, I actually wanted to be known as the Prince of Darkness back when I was writing horror. I was like, King will be the King
Well,
of
now
horror.
You have minions.
And now I have minions. So
That's
if
great.
I could have, you know, maybe we should make like demon web fan sites for the books. You know, we could take that whole angle. Because then it gets really Anton LaVey.
But it's fun.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the fun satanic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you never know where that could lead. So, but I would like to get some clarification.
Hot
there.
Goth chicks. That's where it leads, man.
Hot goth
chicks.
Elvira. That's where it leads. Every 14-year-old's masturbational goth fantasy. Elvira, the mistress of the dark. My wife
She's
isn't
just
destroying
so good
the
without
bathroom.
Makeup, though.
What's that?
Elvira doesn't look so good without makeup.
Well, make sure she put her makeup on then.
Get your makeup.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Any good corpse knows to put on her makeup. Yeah. All right. So Nomad Nightfall, please, you know, email me back with what the fuck does minions were looking elsewhere and quote mean.
Some good stuff.
Dear Sean, I've always thought that if someone is withholding information in regards to a major terrorist activity, i.e., they picked up someone who just happened to be Osama's bed partner, and they just won't say it, sometime you got to resort to a little bamboo under the fingernails. Surprisingly effective, really, but it's too often argued that American interrogation methods are sort of torture as well. As often during the interrogation, you're not even so much as allowed to go to the restroom. People sing whatever song you want to them, and you won't allow them to take a piss. Oh, people will sing whatever song you want them to when you won't allow them to take a piss. Well, and that's from Fenris, and this was regarding torture.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll say what you want to say, make the pain stop. Whatever makes the pain stop.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. So, the thing is, though, is that you have to be led for that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, torture is a really, you know, it's kind of barbaric, really. I don't really think there's much use for the bamboo under the fingernails anymore. I could see the use for chemical torture.
Okay.
I could see the use for, like, have mixture X. Whammo! Suddenly, we're in the giant mushroom forest, and you're talking to God, and God wants to know the truth. And so we've pumped you so full of, you know, your various drug compounds that you will tell us what we need to know, because we've done enough.
Well, that sounds a bit more humane and effective.
Well, it could also destroy your brain in the process.
True.
And it actually negates all choice that you have. But in the land of torture and life, understand that I value, my two major things that I value are life. I wish to preserve life at all costs. And this, of course, the space program. These are the two, you know, key. I'm getting an email now within the title. It says space program.
Space program.
Space program.
You've given up on Earth, man. You've given up on Earth.
Yeah.
You know less about the oceans than space. Why not an ocean program?
Because it's not a space program. But I tell you what, I'll meet you halfway.
Granted, space is fucking cool.
Okay, I'll meet you halfway. How about this? How about we do, I would agree that we need to dominate, you know, and one of the best places to do research for the space program, it would be
underwater.
Would be the ocean.
Develop at the same
time. Fucking right. Yeah, if you're going to be, you know,
high pressure in the ocean.
Psycho high pressure.
Low pressure.
Yeah, you don't go outside in space, you die. Go outside and 80 fucking million miles below the ocean, you die.
Yep.
You know?
It's freezing down there.
Lots of freezing. Weird monsters. Crazy looking alien things.
Yep.
No shit crazy looking alien things. Like, there's shit down there that nobody even knows. Like, you see those
every time they go down, there's like these white, see-through, transparent creatures.
Oh, you get like a centipede that's the size of two football fields swimming through the water, and it's like, ah! It's like right out of Lovecraft, and you're like, oh, yeah. You know, this is the certain kind of centipede. We don't know what it's called, but it can sing to us, and we hear voices in our mind whenever it gets near the planet. We have bad dreams, but it's generally pretty cool. No. I hate it when I leave stuff from the day before his show format there. So I'm wondering, why am I talking about Rambo movies? Anyway, so on that note, though, I would say that I would use pharmaceutical torture rather than, you know, the bamboo under the fingernails.
It's a bit better, yeah.
But, you know, if I think somebody knows where my wife is, and, you know, they've grabbed her and they threw her in a van, and, you know, I managed to pry him from another vehicle, and I know he knows where my wife is, yeah, I'm going to start deboning him. You know, until I find out where the fuck my wife is. You know, I can totally see that. So it's all a matter of time. If I happen to have a syringe full of MKUltra experimental interrogation drugs, you bet. I pump them up. But, you know, sometimes you just don't have the time. But beyond that, if you're in a military role, you know, I think that you should have the time to at least interrogate someone properly.
Take the time to do
it
properly.
Right. You know, I mean, if you're gonna jack somebody up with full of, you know, mind-altering chemicals...
Well, there is an art to torture. You don't want to lead them into an answer. You want them to tell the truth,
well,
right?
Well, I mean, you don't even have to deny me to take a piss. You put me in a room, tie me to a chair.
You're a terrorist, right? And, well, then that's exactly what you're going to answer to get out of the situation.
Anybody with an accent asks me any question. Like, I cross the states, go down to the states, right? I get locked in a room. They send anybody in that room wearing a suit with an accent, I will sing like a fucking Jaybird. I mean, need to know this. You betcha!
Oh, yeah.
You fucking know it. Hook the polygraph up, Chief. I'm going to sing you one fuck of a song. That's one of the reasons why I don't... Because we don't do anything bad, to be honest with you. And that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of down with...
Who we?
We, Rand.
Oh, okay.
There's no reason, like, we would have anything to be afraid of. I don't believe. You know, I really don't think that we do anything that would merit me going to jail.
Mostly, we're just telling the news.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. You know, I'm like, well...
And a bit of an opinion.
It's not like what I did, you know, and we're very careful, and we are, you know. I mean, there's other guys out there who've, you know, jumped into the WOG thing, who are promoting a lot more
extreme action stuff.
But we're not down with that. We don't do that because we don't want to get labeled as terrorists, you know.
We don't want violence. We don't want people hurt or killed. Stuff like that. Very bad.
All bad. So
preservation of life. Thank you.
Yeah, preservation of life. And if that means that you have to kill a couple pedophiles, that's what it takes. In dead pedophile news, in fact.
Wow, what a segue.
You like that segue? That was a good fucking segue.
You should
segue.
Be on the news.
I should be. In dead pedo news, the man who had confessed to the execution-style slayings of two Bellingham sex offenders said he didn't kill a third man that day because he expressed remorse for his crimes. I sensibly bargain. Besides, Michael A. Mullen wrote in the letter to the Seattle Times, quote, I wanted one alive to spread the message that we will not tolerate our children being used and abused. That's fucking rad.
Go back and tell your leaders.
You see your friends, they are dead. Tell the others we are coming for them. I'm like, wow, that is some dark Batman shit there. Whatcom County Prosecutor Max Setter said Mueller's references to his victims' lack of remorse as a reason for killing them was not just self-serving justification. He said Mullen planned to kill all the men, kill the men all along. Mullen writes that he killed Victor Vasquez, 68, and Hank Ice, 49, because they quote, blamed their victims. They showed no remorse. So he's totally going boondock saint here is what he's doing. Mullen, 35, a longtime petty criminal with a history. Oh, so the guy who did this was actually a petty criminal. Oh. With long history of drugs and alcohol abuse. So he drinks, you know, does some drugs.
Yeah.
Reiterated his plan to seek execution as soon as possible so that he can wait in the afterlife to wreak vengeance on the man whose crimes said drove him to kill, Joseph Edward Duncan III. My goal is to beat Jay Duncan to death so I can be there when he arrives. Wow. He wrote in a four-page letter.
I guess he believes in a very forgiving God then.
No, I don't think he cares. I think he's just
going to
wait.
Well, if he's going to end up in the same place as a pedophile, he's believing in a very forgiving God.
No, I think he's just waiting.
He thinks he's going to hell as
Yeah, and he's waiting at the gates of hell. That's totally where this guy's at. He wrote in a four-page letter in neat longhand sent from the Whatcom County Jail.
Oh, neat longhand.
Duncan is a level 3 sex offender who this guy wants to beat to death.
Right.
Considered to have a high risk of reoffending, who faces possible execution in Idaho for allegedly slaying 3 members of the Coeur d'Alene family so that he could kidnap 2 children for sex. The body of one of those children, Dylan Groen, 9, was found in a Montana campground. His 8-year-old sister was rescued on July 2nd while she and Duncan were having breakfast at the Coeur d'Alene restaurant.
So pretty cut and dry that this guy's not so good.
This is the guy that the dude who confessed the crimes wants to beat to death.
Yeah.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know.
The awful details of those crimes, Mullen wrote, drove him to commit the crimes he's accused of. So he's like, I'm not accused of it. This guy totally mutilated and hurt these children. So my goal was to beat him to death so that I could get him in the afterlife and introduce him to an ocean of pain. And when he dies, the hell I send him to will seem like heaven, you know?
So he wanted to kill these people, then confess to them, go to jail, get executed, and then go to hell and beat them again.
This guy's very close to becoming a character in one of my books. Seriously, where I'm going to fulfill his wishes in a story. It made me sick to think of the abuse Dylan suffered before he died. To be discarded like garbage, Mullen wrote. This guy's totally doing the Punisher, you know...
Like, oh, yeah. He's got conviction.
Can you blame him? Mullen has confessed to the slayings to police and in letters sent to the media before his arrest. He has indicated his desire to plead guilty during his first court appearance. Dude's not saying he didn't do it. He's like, fuck it.
Kill me.
Send me to the gas chamber. Send me to a place where you have all the pedophiles so that I could kill them all. Bring me the Skinners. You know, like, this guy's all about the righteous right-hand vengeance of God.
Yes,
that's
is.
What he's about.
Yeah.
What a crazy guy. In weed news, pot may be soon becoming to Canadian drug stores. This is Kate McCroft. Yeah, I think this is good.
About time.
About goddamn time. As a matter of fact, I would sooner see, I think that we could probably solve, you ready for my 10-step recovery program?
Yes.
Okay, it's like this. What we do is we ban alcohol and we make weed legal.
Okay, so
because
it's an alternative.
It's a game of substitution.
That's not bad.
Fucking right,
that's
it's not
bad.
Oh, behold. No one is beating their wives anymore.
How'd that happen?
How'd that happen? Wow, bar fights are at a minimum. How'd that happen?
Everyone's so relaxed
Everyone's
and happy.
Everyone's really mellow. The drunk drivers, no longer there. Instead, you got Buddy doing 30 on the freeway.
Notice you're going slow. Need a ride home?
Yeah, the cop walks up beside the car. Hey, how you doing? You know you're on the highway. Oh, shit. And then,
you're right. Oh,
and then the
sorry.
Cop's got to talk him down because he's in the middle of a paranoid frenzy for 3.5 hours. Back. Like, oh, God, you're going to kill me.
Don't hurt me.
And the cop's like, oh, my God, these fucking guys are brutal. You know,
but not a danger.
I know I've got law enforcement who listens to this. So could any law enforcement who's got negative weed stories, please send them to me, but don't bullshit me, okay, because I'll know.
Yeah.
All right, if you've got, this guy smoked a joint. And then
he was fucking shit up everywhere.
And he was breaking shit. He broke out the 12-gauge. You know, we shot him 16 times.
You
all
never...
from his marijuana cigarette. You know?
The Mary Jane.
You know, if you've ever been confronted and so much as tempted. You know, I'm sorry. Health Canada is planning a pilot program to sell medical marijuana in select pharmacies early next year. Big fucking deal. That medical marijuana is poo. I've been told that.
Yeah.
Guys who the people who need it, right?
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of different people. Talked to Mark Emery. I've talked to him actually fairly often now, to be honest with you. I bumped into him a number of times.
Wow.
I probably bumped into Mark Emery. Weird, too. Like, I'll be like, so I'm like, boom, I'm like, oh, hey, Mark, what's going on, man? He's like, oh, hi. No idea who the fuck I am. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know who his mom is. But anyway, I mean, Mark is pretty.
He's got convictions, too.
Mark is stoned, man. Mark is a fucking stoner. I like the guy. He's a good shit. He's a stoner. He's a hardcore stoner. He's not a bad man.
No.
He's not an evil prick. I would sooner see him in office than anybody else. I'll give you that right off the cuff because he's straight up. I mean, the guy's honest. But, I mean, he is a stoner. And I think that, you know, if the marijuana party wants to really do some damage, they should get somebody in charge of that outfit who can, you know, take things in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe I should campaign. What do you think?
It takes a lot of time.
What, does it? Fuck, first it's the video games. Now I'm trying to do politics and you're calling
that
shit.
Yes, Sean, do it. Do it. I think you'd be a very enigmatic leader. And everyone would vote for you.
In the marijuana party. Could you imagine? Fucking imagine? Robin O'Brien.
Got an Vancouver. Outlet.
Yeah, that's right. There are more than 900 people in Canada authorized for marijuana for medical conditions. 900 people.
That seems low.
That seems very low. Yeah. Robin O'Brien.
You know, not related.
Vancouver pharmacist is serving as a consultant to Health Canada. She said getting a pharmacist into loop is important because of the reliable information about marijuana as medicine is difficult for patients to find.
Yeah, probably.
No.
Evil drug.
Well, no, reliable.
Yeah.
No, all the information out there is like, the only people saying it's an evil drug is Health Canada. You show me another report from anyone that's not Pharmacom that says marijuana is, you know, bad. You won't find it. You get it from Spain, you get it all over the world. The Emperor Wears No Clothes is full of nothing but fucking...
Well, certainly Health Canada is not saying it's bad, no, because they're selling it. They must think it has some uses.
We'll never see this in massive production because it cannot be patented. And since it cannot be patented, the
make
pharma
your own marijuana.
Fascists... What's that?
Make your own strain of it and patent it.
They can't.
There you go.
Well, if they do...
Why not? Then sell that in the stores.
There's something in the rule book that says you can't patent...
They patented corn, they patented wheat, they patented everything. So, therefore, you can. I don't know why you couldn't.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
Yeah, Monsanto's patented all these things.
So they put a genetic strain on there, makes them like just Buddhist chronic and fucking...
Go for it.
Just give her.
There's your money.
It's like Monsanto. Hey.
I got some killer Monsanto.
The Rasta man is the whole Monsanto thing. Hey.
Monsanto man.
It's the Monsanto man. Blue pills. Gotcha. In plague rat news. This is a great one. I got some good end of the world stories here.
Oh, yeah.
From Ascarta. Send me this one. You ready for this one?
Okay.
Three mice, who may or may not have been blind, are infected with bacteria responsible for the bubonic plague.
Good.
Apparently
good.
Disappeared from a laboratory about 2 weeks ago. And authorities launched a search through the health experts, said there was a scant public risk. Yeah, we got these three mice. And they kind of got loose. And they're infected with a disease that wiped out 3/4 of the Earth's population not too long ago.
Yeah.
The mice were unaccounted for. Murray.
Do you have the mice?
Greg. Mark. Leon. Okay, who's seen fucking Leon? Oh, Leon on the side. Woot, lockdown. You know, I mean, give me a break. What is this, Secret and M? Scant public risk. The mice were unaccounted for at the Public Health Research Institute, which is on campus for the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, and conducts bioterrorism research for federal governments.
That's good. That's great. Yeah.
Good. Federal officials said the mice may never have been accounted for. Of course, there's not a lot of things in New Jersey for mice to live on. Wait.
Yeah.
Among other things, the rodents may have been stolen, eaten by other lab animals, or just misplaced in a paperwork error. Would you staple them to a fucking form? How did you miss? That's what they're saying. They may have been stolen. Pocket.
They just don't know.
They just don't fucking know. All right, the thing that gets me, could have been eaten by another lab animal. But he put them all in a big pen together. Going to the.
Now you behave, you guys.
You guys, all you snakes in there. We're going to put these mice in there with all the monkeys. Yeah, that'll be cool. You know, meanwhile, the monkeys are playing paths with bubonic rats. If the mice go outside the lab, they would have died from the disease. Well, then you just got this dead, diseased mouse carcass. And what's going to eat a mouse carcass?
Nothing at all. Meow. Everything. Cats, birds.
Everything.
Other animals.
Other rats, much.
Yeah.
They would have died from the disease, said Health Commissioner Fred Jacobs. The possibility of theft prompted the Institute to interrogate 24 of its employees and conduct lie detector tests. Now, okay. These guys are like, yeah, well, they might have been eaten by other... It's not a big deal, not to worry, but we're going to interview 24 people with lie detectors.
just it's a big deal.
It's a big fucking deal. Thanks
very
much.
You don't pull that out if it's not a big deal.
Because that's expensive shit.
Yeah.
To start bringing out the... Of course, it could have been. This could have been a really cool way to just get everybody tested on the chronograph and then go, were you ever part of an animal rights group? No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, these three mice are missing, so we have to polygraph everyone.
Three mice we invented that have gone missing.
Oh, no, we just killed them. Don't tell anyone. And then we have to polygraph everyone to make sure no one's an extremist animal rights activist. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I showed you this.
I don't think so.
Hold the mic for a sec. Hold the mic for a sec.
Yeah, like I can take over. Oh, it's a magazine. It's a magazine with a guy with a gun on it.
It's a magazine for SWAT.
That's great.
Weapons and tactics for the training in the real world.
Yeah, I have a subscription to that.
Do you?
Two of them.
It's got the EOTech site here and everything. You know, it says, and the main headline is Guns and Gear of the Civilian Contractor in Iraq.
Yeah.
Now this is, you know, this is your big law enforcement. I'm a psycho law enforcement uniform guy magazine. Great reading. Talks about the semi-automatic SKS here. But I was thumbing through this. You know, this guy here was actually just up here. What's his name? James Yeager. He was just up here doing courses. Yeah, I was almost got a chance to go work with him. But where are we at here? In the very back of the magazine, I found this thing about the upcoming articles. I hope I can find it here so I can get you to read it out. It was really interesting because I'm like looking through all this, you know, and you'll see that in the press, they're already starting to vilify more and more the extremist thoughts. You know what I mean?
Like
everybody's
what?
An extremist. And what we got, I got to see if I can find it here. I'm having a hell of a time.
You're fucked.
Here. I'm totally fucked. I don't think I'm going to get it. Of course, I could go through this. But what I'm saying.
What was it about?
Well, what it is they're talking about how now the pretty much the law enforcement and everybody is looking at anyone who's a protester. They're trying to blur the line between protester and terrorist.
Okay.
Now, I'm hoping that the people who are involved in law enforcement are going to have enough brains in their fucking head to realize that they're getting played. You know what I mean? There's no way you can compare a hardened terrorist who wants to strap a bomb on his chest and... What the hell? And, you know, destroy as many innocent lives as he possibly can so that he can get a seat in a tent with a bunch of virgins. You know, that's not really the same as a
dude. You don't
think
they can convince them of that?
Well, I
think enough propaganda.
They could, but if you have people such as myself, who, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I've had people... Oh, here we go. Here, coming in the next issue, they've got on sale, September 27th, the new face of terrorism, special interest extremist movements. They got the guy with the little thing in the murder.
An animal rights person.
Animal rights guys in the PETA. And this is coming out in the next issue of... that would be the October issue of SWAT, where they're talking about animal rights extremists. Now,
granted, there are some.
Well, there are.
They're not all.
They are, but they're not. They're not going to like the Onion ran an article where there's like the guy with the bunny killing people, shaving the bunnies. that doesn't really happen like that. Okay, so to label PETA guys as terrorists, the PETA guys they don't want to hurt nobody. Okay,
yeah.
They just want to get the animals out. And the people who are, like, experimenting on animals, yeah, there's probably a few really extreme motherfuckers who'd get in there. But generally, to paint everyone with that brush is a very, very bad idea.
It's just like painting everybody with a certain headdress with that paintbrush, or that talk in a certain language, or pray to a certain god. It's
sure.
not like
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. You know, it's just not, that's not the way it is. So, you know, I'm hoping that we could kind of keep this whole... You're a terrorist scumbag. You know, actually, you know, there are terrorist scumbags. I am not one of them.
Just because I like animals doesn't mean I'm a terrorist.
And because when you read that, it suddenly becomes crystal clear why Sean has been saying we should win the hearts and minds of law enforcement so that we don't get perceived as an enemy. Because if we become objectified and we become dehumanized in the eyes of law enforcement, it'll be very easy for them to hurt us.
But. If they have orders, what is their options?
If they have orders, they can say unlawful command. thank you. And they can, it's not like you always have to follow orders. For example, if you're a soldier and you walk into a village and they say, burn the village, and there's children and shit in there, you can go, fuck you, guy, that is not a lawful command. Mm-hmm. If you're a cop and they say, you got to go in there, you got to kill these kids at this rave, or you got to bust up this rave, the cops go in there, the first rave, the cops go in there,
yep.
The kids are there, the kids don't fight,
nothing.
And they do nothing, they get beat down. Those cops see that. And after all the beer is spilled and everybody's laughing at the end of the day, the cops go, holy fuck, man, what did we just do here? Mm-hmm. Maybe the first rave that happens, they'll be like, whoa. Second rave that happens, they're like, fuck, man, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? And then eventually wind up cops start talking. Because cops are people too, okay? Yeah. And nobody wants, especially law enforcement, these guys are all about wrapping themselves in the flag and freedom and all that shit, right? So unfortunately, the shit that they're selling, this, you know, freedom and all that kind of stuff that they're trying to get these guys to be kids for, is going to bite them right in the ass. Because these cops are going to be like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm not beating down teenagers for fucking having a beer. Whatever. These kids aren't doing anything. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And that's why it's important to have observation. That's why it's important to have a matter of public record when you got these guys circulating things on the internet so that it becomes a matter of everyone to see. And this is why now, more in the last 10 years, you'll see cops with more and more face coverings, gas masks, assault hoods, so that no one can identify who the cop is, so that they have...
They take off their badges, they don't have any names, nothing.
Nothing, yep. So you can't identify who these guys are. And there is security
purposes.
Because
they're doing stuff that they don't want to be doing or be identified with.
Exactly. So I think that, although there is a certain security factor there, just notice that. And notice how this is slowly drifting more and more in that direction. And I would appeal to anyone who is in law enforcement or has connection with law enforcement, because I'm sure there's a lot of people here that if they're not cops, they know cops. Talk to them. Talk to law enforcement. Go, hey, man, you know, have you noticed this? This is bullshit. You know, and there's lots of guys who go out who would go out shooting, and they know cops they shoot with at the range and say, you see, this is bullshit, man. And they can talk to the cops, and you can actually get to the cops on a very grassroots level with guys who you go out and have a drink with, have a beer with, whatever, go to the range, do some shooting with. You could talk to these cops and say, you know what? Fuck, man. I don't know what these guys are telling you people, but let me give you what it really is. You want to come to a fucking animal rights rally? Because it's not what you think. And the cops won't go, of course, because they're afraid they'll get seen, and then they'll lose their jobs.
Yeah.
So it turns out actually to be controlled by money, right, which is what slavery is all about. But anyway, yes. So on and so forth. But, yeah, I find that very, very interesting about the emergence of, you know, terrorist extremists.
Oh, definitely.
You know? And it's nice that they mentioned this in the news story about, they were stolen, so now we got to polygraph everyone. Because, you know, those terrorist extremist movements, they're trying to infiltrate us. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in international law news, this was sent to me by Faith. A student activist calling for Tibet's independence, okay?
Yeah.
Locked down and was arrested inside the Metro Toronto Convention Center today.
Oh.
Disrupting a gala dinner organized in the honor of the Chinese President Hu Jintao's first official visit to Canada. So, buddy got up in the protest aimed to pressure Prime Minister Paul Martin to prioritize Tibetan self-determination over trade relations during his discussions with the Chinese president. Hundreds of Tibetans and supporters rallied outside. The situation in Tibet has not improved since Hu Jintao came to power, yelled Chris Schwartz, a 21-year-old Concordia student and member of the Students for a Free Tibet Canada, SFT, who has now completely committed political suicide and can no longer travel anywhere outside of the country. The Chinese authorities continue to imprison and torture Tibetans for nothing more than the peaceful expression of their own religious and political beliefs. Until Tibet is free, Canada must make trade with China contingent on significant human rights improvements in Tibet. This kid did absolutely nothing. This was a complete... Chris Schwartz made a bad choice in doing this. He's done nothing. The gala dinner, organized by the Canadian-China Business Council, was intended to foster closer business relations between Canada and China in recent months. Gala dinner sponsors, Bombardiers and Nortel Communications, have been the targets of campaigns by SFT Canada and other Tibet support groups for their involvement with the Chinese government's controversial China-Tibet Railway. This project is the cornerstone of China's so-called Western Development Plan, aimed at aggressively developing the occupied territories of Tibet and East Turkestan, Xinjiang, in order to consolidate Chinese government take control over the rest of regions. Canadian companies must stop financing China's ongoing military occupation of Tibet. That's funny. Canada financing China. That's a good one. Said Deccan Docker, chair of FST Canada Board of Directors. It's up to the governments and citizens of free countries like Canada to hold China accountable for its continued systematic retaliation against Tibet, blah, 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 blah. It goes on in the article about that. Now, this, to me, is ridiculous. Totally fucking pointless. I have no idea why this kid did this, okay? First of all, he's fucked himself. Okay, this kid is now, he's in the headlines, he's did this,
He's got a file now.
He's got a, oh, yeah, he's on the top, he's in the priority file listing now.
Yep.
Okay, for what? What did this achieve?
They already know that there's protests. They already know that they don't like it.
Didn't do a fucking thing. Didn't help you one slight iota. Way to go. And you think anybody at that gala cares? No, you're an extremist protest psycho. Thanks, bye.
Yep. Get that guy out of here.
That's why you need to have a little bit more subtlety. You need to be winning of hearts and minds. You can go further with a kind word in a lot of these cases. You know what I mean? Take the Raelians. Classic example, how the Raelians portray.
Yep.
The Raelians have a shtick that makes Scientology look believable. Their shtick is our leader's a race car driver who got taken to Mars and was shown robots who were all original religious leaders. And now he's back to tell us all. Oh, and he's got a crazy bitch who says he can clone. Okay, this guy's so fucking far gone. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
But they make millions of dollars. Why?
They're super friendly.
Because they'll fuck you. That's why. Because they have a sex cult.
Yep.
That's what it is. They get the hot chicks.
It's right in their video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet. And then at the Raelian convention, they go down there. Yep. All the chicks are out there, and they'll fuck anything that moves. Go to a Raelian convention, get laid. You betcha. Good times, buddy. You know? So why aren't they out there protesting? No. They're trying to gather forces, gather money. And a lot of these student groups, you know, they just don't seem to understand that, you know, if you're going to apply any pressure, there's only two ways you can apply pressure. One is through force, which is what everyone's trying. That labels you as a terrorist and gets you shot.
Yep.
Not so good. The other way is to kill them with money. If you try to get them with bad publicity, you'll get sued now, right? You can't say bad things about companies because they'll sue
you. That's right.
They'll tie you up.
Even on a website.
So what do you have to do? Well, you have to come up with a way to generate some money to fight these guys. And that is the major problem because, of course...
Because in this case, they are being drawn by money but from China. Come help us build stuff.
You betcha. And China's
a
huge...
Oh, you got money? Okay, we'll go. Yeah. They're a corporation.
Oh, yeah.
They are a liege to no one. All they want is going after the money, and China say, hey, we got money.
Of course.
Don't care about the human rights.
Well, the core political, I mean, the driving force.
How can a company care about human rights?
Well, of course.
It's a company.
And these companies are the gods of our age, so,
yes.
You know, they're driven for the cash, and that's it,
yeah.
You know. Which I can understand, to some degree, if you were a completely soulless entity.
Mm-hmm.
But
Which
a company is. Which is kind of funny, because it could be argued that Starbucks doesn't really exist. I don't believe in Starbucks.
Neither do I.
I believe in coffee shops, and they all belong to this faith, but I don't believe in Starbucks. I mean, you know, there is no Starbuck, you know, and the little bitch on the
Battlestar Galactica, there was a Starbuck.
Well, actually, it's named after the guy from Moby Dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a dude who's the first mate, who's Starbuck, and they had coffee. So that's what it's actually named after. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Pretty sad that I know that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Know thy enemy.
Now, listen to this. In bad news for Brits. Now, listen to this story. This is
more bad
big,
news for Brits. Uh-oh.
Yeah, bad news for Brits. Keeping a stiff upper lip during upsetting events can impair your memory. James Gross at Stanford University in California and Jane Richards at the University of Texas at Austin showed 57 volunteers a disturbing film about a surgical procedure.
Ew.
Then asked them questions about their emotional state and how much effort they put into hiding their feelings and their memory of the events in the film. They found that those who made the most effort to keep their emotions in check had the worst recall of what they had seen. Interesting.
Mm.
The second part of the study then instructed a different set of 175 volunteers either to try to control their facial expressions or to distract themselves by thinking about something else. Both groups did equally poor at remembering what happened in the film. The Journal of Research in Personality, DOI, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah. Think about something else while you're watching the film. Yeah, no wonder you're not remembering anything in the film.
Gross suggests that the effort of trying to control your emotions detracts from your ability to remember details. It can make you pretty stupid, he says.
Yeah, you're not concentrated on it. You're trying to control it, not look at it, not remember it. You're thinking of other things.
Well, now this makes me think of antidepressants.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on antidepressants. And so their memories of events are getting really kind of out there. No one really remembers what happens. And we're all drinking from the media fire hose here.
We've always been at war with Eurasia.
Exactamundo. This is a classic example of motive for pharma fascism.
Yeah.
If you get people's memories controlled because they can't remember shit, you know, it's like Desert Storm. We're advancing. We're winning. All of a sudden, the war stopped. And nobody talked about it. Poof.
It's gone.
Schwarzkopf met with Saddam Hussein, signed papers, let them fly their gunships, destroy the Kurds. No problem. Everything's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's totally fucking nuts. How did that happen? But nobody cared. Why?
Nobody cared.
Nobody gave a fuck. Because it
was. But they're all enraged when it was in the news. And
it
went away.
Oh, yeah. Drink from the fire hose, you know. And that's what it is they switch the fire hose to a different current. You start taking that in, and before you know it, you've washed everything else all out of your system. Sick and fucking weird, but that's where it is. Now in ethics news, this is sent to me by Thunderspud. Last one was sent to me by Wyandy.
Okay.
A ban in England and Wales on marriages between parents-in-law and their children-in-law is a breach of human rights, says the European court. So if I wanted to marry my mother-in-law, apparently that was illegal before. But now it's not.
Okay.
Apparently. The judgment will force an overhaul of legislation governing family law, which will see men as being able to marry their mothers-in-law for the first time, as long as they do not have a blood link. Now,
they're totally unrelated people.
Totally unrelated people. The decision by the court in Strasbourg related to a case brought by a couple in Warrington who refused the right to marry because of the man, aged nearly 60, is the father-in-law of the woman more than 20 years his junior. Identified in court as B and L, the woman and man claimed that the marriage ban breached the Convention of Human Rights, which protects the right to marry and have a family and outlaws discriminations. The judges were told that B's original marriage to C ended in a divorce after son W was born. A relationship between the man and his daughter-in-law developed after the man's son left the marital home. A marriage between B and L, therefore, would mean that the husband would be the grandfather to his own wife's son. The boy already calls his grandfather Dad. Now, let's talk about marriage for just a second here. Sim, do you believe in marriage?
I'll abstain from answering that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're going to pull that. Are you serious? Jesus. Oh, my God. Okay, well, sorry to pop that on you then. I feel bad about that. Okay. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to rope you in on this.
I can comment on this story here.
All right, well, comment on the story. Let's do
These are two unrelated people that now know each other. Why can't they get married? I don't understand this.
Mm.
What?
Well, I don't know. I can't see
No,
a problem
but you can't because you married that person. You married that person. So therefore, you two can't get married.
Yeah, I can see why, you know, this is definitely fucked up. You can't say it's not fucked up. You know, it's kind of a fucked up scenario.
Originally, people couldn't get married to each other because it would produce, like, flipper babies, okay? That's the whole point.
That's the whole point of not fucking
your sister.
That's
okay?
The whole idea. It's a nice piece
but
of tail,
this,
but it's simply
they're
illegal.
Not related.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true.
Different people, not related.
No
Go
bloodline.
For it.
Good giver, yeah.
You're not going to put out flipper babies. It's all good. He's pretty old anyway.
There's only a few flipper babies.
It's only a couple.
It's only a few flipper babies. Okay, well, you know, I got to say.
I'm going to impose my morals upon them.
You're not.
No, I'm going to abstain from my moral opposing upon them.
I'm going to abstain.
It's not my morals anyway.
My moral opposition. I'd look at this and say, yeah, there's nothing really wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it, I guess. It's a little bit fucked up. I wouldn't do it myself.
They belong on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, that's a Jerry Springer thing. Now, personally, I'd weigh in that I think marriage is a good idea. I do. I think that, and I don't mean marriage in just like the whatever kind of a, like, I'll say binding. Let's say that. Let's say a binding is a good idea. Not necessarily, you know, the Christian marriage.
Joining some ceremony.
Some ceremony, but a ritual doesn't hurt nobody. You know, doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah. No blood sacrifice or fuck all at the marriage.
Celebration of the two a public celebration of two people joining together.
Oh, yeah, you know, whatever. Yep. Because the reason is that in this world, all you've got really is each other. You know, really, at the end of the fucking day.
Yep.
All us freaks got is each other. So, you know, it'd be nice to have some loyalty. It'd be nice to have, like, a marriage without loyalty is fucked. Like, these people who spend $150,000 on a wedding and then they get divorced 5 years later, that's just retarded.
Yes.
You know, I can't believe that. And I also get angry with people who make a business out of marrying other people. That just fucking makes me nuts. But I do believe in a partnership, and I do believe in loyalty, and I do believe in, you know, staying true to the whole convictions and all that kind of stuff. I think that there's something to be said for it, because over the long haul, over the 20, 30-year haul, it's nice to have a bit of history with somebody that you're not going to get from a little black book.
Yes.
And I found that myself. Personally, I found that.
Yep.
You know, so I would say that anybody out there wants to know, you know, the take on marriage, I'd say, yeah, I think it's a good idea. But, you want to make really sure. The best way to do that, of course, is to travel together. That's been my idea.
That would do it. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, take like a one-month trip with somebody.
Because you're forced to be. There's no escape.
There's no escape there. And you're plus, you know, there's always hardships. You know. Anyway, let's get into some Mud Hut news. You're going to like this story.
Mud Hut. I'll be foaming at the mouth.
Oh, no, this is a good one. Okay. 38 Nobel Prize laureates.
Yep.
Okay, so the heavy hitters.
Smart people.
Smart people asked state educators to reject proposed science and standards that treat evolution as seriously questionable theory, calling it instead an indispensable foundation of biology. This is what the Nobel laureates are saying.
Good.
The group, led by writer Elie Wiesel, said it wants to defend science and combat efforts by proponents of so-called intelligence design to politicize scientific inquiry, end quote. I'd love to get a panel of fucking Nobel laureates against the creationists. I would
yeah.
pay. That's pay-per-view octagon shit right there.
It is.
The proposed standards, which would come up before the final Board of Education approval later this year, are designed to expose students to more criticism of evolution, but state in an introduction that they do not endorse intelligent design. That increasingly popular theory argues that some features of the natural world are best explained as having an intelligent cause because they are well-ordered and complex. Its followers attack Darwin's evolutionary theory, which says natural chemical process could have been created by the basic building blocks of life on Earth, that all life had a common ancestor, and that man and apes shared a common ancestor. Education Board Chairman Steve Abrams, a conservative Republican who has supported the proposed standards, said he was unmoved by the scientists' Nobel laureates' plea, which became public Thursday. I don't think anything should be taught as dogma, Abrams told the Lawrence Journal World. The standards used in developing the test for students came for update under state law. Besides Wiesel, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1986, the letter writers include chemists, physicists, and medical experts from Wiesel's New York-based Foundation for Humanity. So, you know, the creationists there, I think we should really get these guys on TV. Personally, that would be...
Public debate?
Yep. Yeah, yep. That'd be
smartest
good.
From your side, smartest from your side.
Let's go. Go. Yeah, and that'd be good, too, because there's actually...
Take off.
There's some really smart Christian scientists. There really are.
Yeah.
Like, there's some... Don't fuck with these guys. Of course, they're usually like, you know, whatever. In Road Warrior news, sent to me by Falware, two Michigan men were arrested as a result of a federal local investigation into stolen gasoline, Detroit television station WDIV reported. Michael Omar Malone, 34, and William Shannon Cox have been accused of stealing more than 20,000 gallons of gasoline from Delta Fuels, a fuel distribution company. Police said Malone and Cox, were stealing the fuel and selling it to Detroit area gas stations for personal profit.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty Road Warrior. You know, when you've got the whole, you know, we're stealing gas for money thing, that's fairly...
Any kind of thing that price goes up in, goes to the black market automatically.
So, you know,
doesn't matter what it is.
And in keeping with that whole nice post-apocalyptic feel, in End of the World news, sent in by Wyandi, a record loss of sea ice in the Antarctic this summer has convinced scientists that the Northern Hemisphere may have already crossed the critical threshold beyond which the climate may never recover. We are officially fucked.
It's over now.
The scientists
We've been telling you.
The scientists fear the Arctic has now entered an irreversible phase of warming, which will accelerate the loss of polar sea ice caps and help keep the climate stable for thousands of years. It's gone! The scientists said this before they shot themselves. They believe the global warming is melting the Arctic so rapidly that the region is beginning to absorb more heat from the sun, causing the ice to melt still further, so as to reinforce a vicious cycle of melting and heating. The greatest fear is that the Antarctica has reached a tipping point beyond which nothing can reverse the continual loss of sea ice, when the massive land glaciers of Greenland will raise sea levels dramatically, thereby killing everyone. Good stuff.
That's really good.
That's positive, you know. Have you got a concern? Well, you live out in an area. Aren't you in danger of being flooded out over there?
Yeah, I'm very close. In my current place where I live, it's above sea level. I'll be an island.
Is that because you're on the second floor or what?
Yeah, no, because the land raises up a bit. It's a bit of an upward slope in Tawasin.
Oh, okay.
So, no, but other areas surrounding me, yes. Oh, yeah. Pretty bad. Raises up a couple feet.
Hot. Well, I'm all about taking the GPS and marking where the jewelry stores are. Because, you know, after it's all swamped out
They don't need them.
Well, yeah. You know, it's
underwater.
I'm scavenging
Dive.
Now.
Yep.
I'm not looting.
That's right.
I'm not looting.
Pirate law.
It's pirate law, yeah. Fuck yeah, man. You know, whatever.
Like a sunken ship.
Yeah.
Sunken jewelry store.
Sunken jewelry store. And if it all gets absorbed in the silt, well, at least you know where they were. Yep. You know, you can go back in 20 years and go dig them up. You betcha.
Yep.
Today's daily hack is 17 techniques for truth suppression. And that was sent to me by Kizzle. And it's
really
wild. When you look at those, how many of those are used by the media, it's pretty scary, yeah. And that's all that I got for you today. Sam, did you have any station stuff?
No.
No.
Not that I can think of.
That's
this
amazing lip pursing you had on the building. You were doing some good lip pursing stuff there.
Yeah.
No?
No, not that I can think of right now.
Nothing you can think of.
Unfortunately,
on the
spot, no.
Okay, well, just think of that
not
while
so
I do the outro.
Okay,
here.
Sure.
But don't worry. We will, we'll be
not
back tomorrow.
Me.
Not
I'm
Sim.
At home.
That's right, working on patrolling.
That's
which,
right.
How's that
yes,
going?
Yes, oh, there you go. Yep, very good. Done the intro.
Oh, yeah.
And done the first segment of the first episode. So
hot.
I predict it will be out before the end of September.
And I think Dave's Army Surplus still has some of these.
Yep, and if he's out, we're going to give him some more.
Yeah, that's right. So if they're out, make sure you email me. If you're, they said they were out, and I'll go down there and give him some more.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I will be back tomorrow. Make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free broadcast brought to you by the generous donations of 66 people.
Woo!
Who think I'm worth a damn. And if you think I'm worth a damn, please visit randmedia.ca and click on the donate tab, because believe you me, every little bit helps.
It does.
And thanks again to everyone and their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album Seize the Other Side of Your Mind. And I'm going to leave you now with a track by Culture Size called They Aren't the World. And that's thanks to Notally. You want to check this out. This is some wild stuff.
Sweet.
So until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
There comes a time when rock stars beg for cash, and that's how the world's supposed to come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and they just noticed, and they think they're the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that record companies and media gods will soon make a change. We all play a part in a world that starves us all, and our cooperation is all they need. They're not the world. They're not the children. They're just bosses and bureaucrats, and rock and roll has been. There's a choice we're never given to run our own lives. Without it, your better day is just a better lie.
Well, buy the record so they can pretend they care, and their careers will be stronger and guilt-free.
Well, as Michael and Lionel have shown us, the world's just TV. If children are starving, let them drink Pepsi.
They're not the world. They're not the children.
Change anything, start from the beginning.
Without it, your better days just a better life.
When you're rich and famous, there seems no contradiction at all.
Can just have the number one hit, we'll solve it all.
Wow, 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 let us realize no change can ever come.
FCBS, the size was the problem. They're not the world. They're not the children. They're just bosses and bureaucrats. And rock and roll has been. There's a choice we're never given to run our own lives.
Come on, let me hear you.
They're not the world.